Hello, my name is Sang Shin Han, and the title of my paper is Improving File System Performance on Mobile Storage Systems Using a Decoupled Defragmenter. First, I will explain the impact of file fragmentation and defragmentation on the performance of smartphones. Then, I will introduce two key observations on NAND flash-based file fragmentation. After that, I will briefly explain the design of decoupled defragmenter. And finally, I will discuss experimental results and conclude my presentation. Android users commonly say that the performance of Android smartphones gradually degrades as smartphone ages. In order to verify that hypothesis, we collect four same smartphones, each with different usage times. When we measure the game application launching time on those smartphones, we've got interesting results showing that the more smartphone is used, the more performance degradation there is. In particular, we observe that application launching times increase up to 3 times on the smartphone used for 2 years. We wondered why smartphone performance degrades, and we found that recent research reveals that file fragmentation results in performance degradation. In order to verify this through experiments, we collected 4 different smartphones with different file fragmentations. We first measured the application launching time under file fragmentation, and then we defragmented each smartphone and measured the application launching time again. Through this experiment, we could confirm that file fragmentation can degrade the performance of a smartphone, and defragmentation can improve the degraded performance. Since defragmentation takes a lot of time, we wonder how often we should defrag smartphones. This figure shows how much fragmentation occurs over time after defragmentation. The y-axis of this graph represents the average number of fragments per file. So if y is 1, it means that there is no fragment. When we checked how much file fragmentation will occur over time, we can observe that file fragmentation recurs after a short period of time on every smartphone. Considering that user begins to experience performance degradation when the degree of fragmentation is over 2, we can confirm that there was a lot of file fragmentation even in a week. After we see that the file fragmentation recurs soon after defragmentation, we wondered what the side effects of frequent defragmentation are. This graph shows how much data copies occur by defragmentation. When we compare the amount of data copies on 4 different smartphones, we found that data copies increase from several gigabytes to tens of gigabytes, depending on the degree of file fragmentation. In particular, at some smartphones, more than 10 gigabyte data copies are observed after 1 week since defragmentation. So when we defrag smartphone frequently, we can expect that the lifetime of mobile storage can be severely decreased. In summary, we found ourselves in a dilemma about whether to defrag for performance or not for lifetime. An ideal solution would require defragmentation with near zero data copies. However, currently existing defragmentation tool cannot defrag file fragmentation without massive data copies. As a result, we focused on the different characteristics between file fragmentation in NAND flash-based storage and the conventional file fragmentation in a hard disk drive. First, we found that decoupled fragmentation occurs in NAND flash-based storage. Second, we found that there is high overhead of logical fragmentation. So that if we solve the logical fragmentation without physical data copies, we can improve most of degraded performance. The first key observation is decoupled fragmentation. Since NAND flash-based storage indirects the logical address of I/O request, we can assume that logical and physical fragmentation would occur separately. Let me show you an example. In case of a hard disk drive, when a file is logically contiguous in a file system, the file is also physically contiguous in the hard disk drive. Likewise, when the file is logically fragmented in the file system, the file is physically fragmented in the hard disk drive as well. However, at NAND flash-based storage, since the formal indirect address of I/O request, we cannot predict data allocation. Here is an example of a file A data allocation. If the controller distributes the data across the channels, we can access it with high degree of I/O parallelism. However, if the controller distributes data unevenly, access to the file A data becomes to a low degree of I/O parallelism. In this presentation, we call unevenly distributed data as a physical fragments. Let me show you a real data distribution of hard disk drive and then flash-based storage. These figures show that occurrences of logical fragmentation and physical fragmentation. The y-axis in this figure shows that the degree of logical fragmentation, and the x-axis shows the degree of physical fragmentation. When we see the data distribution in a hard disk drive, we can confirm that logical fragmentation and physical fragmentation show the same tendency. However, when we see the case of NAND flash-based storage, it is interesting to see that there are some files which are logically contiguous but physically fragmented, and some other files which are logically fragmented but physically contiguous. So we can conclude that there is no correlation between logical fragmentation and physical fragmentation, and that physical fragmentation rarely occurs because the controller tries to distribute data as evenly as possible. After we confirmed decoupled fragmentation in mobile strategy, we wondered how each fragmentation affects smartphone performance. So when we read a logical fragmented file, we measured I/O execution times of entire I/O stack from file system to the device driver. The research shows that I/O execution time of file system was constant. However, at the block I/O layer and device driver layer, I/O execution time rapidly increased because the number of block I/O requests increased. The most interesting thing is that when you compare the effect of logical fragmentation and the effect of physical fragmentation, we can confirm that logical fragmentation overhead overwhelms physical fragmentation overhead. Previously, we observed that logical fragmentation was the major part of performance degradation. Based on this observation, we developed a Janus defragmentation techniques. The name of Janus D is inspired by ancient Roman god Janus, who has two faces looking both future and the past. In this paper, Janus D's left face looks over logical fragmentation. If logical fragmentation is detected, Janus D used logical defragmenter which remaps the logical addresses of logical fragments. By using logical defragmenter, performance degradation from logical fragmentation can be solved. The other face of Janus D looks over physical fragmentation. If physical fragmentation is detected, Janus D uses physical defragmenter which disperses the data to improve I/O parallelism. By using physical defragmenter, performance degradation from physical fragmentation can be solved. With these two defragmenters for decoupled fragmentation, Janus D can be an ideal solution that achieves both high performance and long lifetime. Now, I will briefly explain the design of Janus D, or decoupled defragmenter, and I will discuss experimental results and conclude my presentation. In order to detect logical fragmentation, logical defragmenter used the feature of conventional defragmentation tool, IFDefrag. After detecting logical fragmentation, logical defragmenter remaps LBAs of logical fragments, then deliver modified LBA list to NAND flash-based storage. In order to update mapping table, the industry's device. Unlike logical defragmenter, physical defragmenter needs L2P mapping table information in order to detect and disperse physical fragments. So using two different techniques, Janus D solves decoupled fragmentation and improves smartphone performance by minimizing lifetime degradation. In this presentation, I will only explain about logical defragmenter due to limited time. Let me introduce logical defragmentation, Janus DL. Since Janus DL is implemented as an extra module in IFDefrag, it is triggered when user executed IFDefrag. Janus DL first detects the logical fragments from logical block address space, and then defrag logical fragments only in the LBA space without data copies. After that, in order to synchronize the modified LBA space and L2P mapping table of mobile storage, Janus DL delivers modified LBA list to the mobile storage. After delivering modified LBA list to mobile storage, logical defragmenter updates L2P mapping table by remapping techniques. Let's assume that LBA 12389 are already mapped to NAND page A, B, C, D, E, respectively. Since LBA 8 and 9 of file A are changed to LBA 3 and 4 in LBA spaces, LBA 3 and 4 are remapped to the point to NAND page D and E, respectively. As a last step, Janus DL maintains remapping history to defrag log because NAND flash memory does not support overwrite on OOB area. With this approach, logical defragmentation can be achieved without data copies by remapping logical addresses. In order to evaluate the decoupled defragmenter with real usage workloads, we chose two different application usage scenario. One is application launching time, and the other is application usage for 10 minutes of six different applications. Since we cannot access the firmware of Android smartphones, we implemented Janus D in the customized SSD with host-level FTL. In order to emulate the eMMC storage and UFS storage, we changed the SSD configuration to match the performance of eMMC and UFS. In order to learn the same usage workload and the emulation setting, we implemented trace collector to get application usage traces, and then we replayed collected traces on emulation environment. With these experimental settings, we can evaluate the effects of both logical and physical defragmenter while learning real application usage scenarios. We first measured the application launching time, which is critical to Android smartphone user experience. When you compare baseline and Janus D with six different applications with different degree of logical fragmentation, we can confirm that the more file fragmentation there is, the greater Janus D's improvement of smartphone performance. In case of game application, Janus D was able to decrease the application launching time by up to 53%. And we can also see that Janus D can achieve even better performance than IFDefrag by handling both logical and physical fragmentation. We also measured changes in I/O throughput over time after defragmentation using 10 minutes game application usage scenario. As the baseline, we did not perform defragmentation. For IFDefrag, we executed it with different intervals of 1 week and 2 weeks and 4 weeks. When we see the changes in I/O throughput of IFDefrag, we can confirm that I/O throughput can be degraded by about 20% if we do not defrag every week. When we evaluate the changes in I/O throughput with Janus D and Janus DL, we can see that NanoSTN is slightly worse than IFFDFrag performed every week. And NanoSD is better than IFFDFrag performed every week. So we can conclude that conventional defragmenter has limitations in solving physical fragmentation. In conclusion, our proposed decoupled defragmenter can defrag logical fragmentation without data copies by remapping LBAs. And it can also defrag physical fragmentation by improving I/O parallelism. Our proposed decoupled defragmenter improves both performance and lifetime at the same time. As for future work, we are currently expanding our approach to free space fragmentation. In addition, we are working on defrag-on-write technique, which can provide seamless defragmentation during write system call. Thank you for listening.
So, Bob Lance, MiniNet Project. So this is a really interesting talk. It seems to me it could be kind of retitled Logical Blocks Considered Harmful. Wouldn't it be better if the file system could, you know, simply consider the physical block layout rather than the logical block layout? Isn't the problem that we've created this illusion which is harmful?
But you mean that is there any way to solve the physical fragmentation at the file system level?
I guess it seems as this logical block, you know, abstraction adds no value and we should just get rid of it. I mean, that's the root of the problem is that the file system was written when you actually knew, for, you know, actually knowing the physical layout, and the problem is that we've hidden that and that's the root cause. And so it seems that we've just delivered the wrong, we've sort of delivered the wrong abstraction and we should just use the right one and that would solve the problem.
I'm sorry, but I cannot understand what you're talking about, so.
Okay, I guess we can talk about it offline. Yeah. It seems that a conclusion might be just get rid of the idea of logical blocks and just use physical blocks. You can do it. There's no reason why you can't do this.
Yeah. Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. I will just, before I ask my question, I'll say that the previous questioner, this is a song I've been singing for at least 10, if not 15 years. And it is the motivation for things like F2FS. But my question is, yeah. I think that every Android user in the room wants to know, where do we get this?
Unfortunately, the NanoSD is cannot implemented in Android smartphone unless the manufacturer of storage device open the firmware to us.
I'll install E40 fragment.
Yeah, but I heard that some new interface about change LBA L2P mapping table at the host level, something like change interface or something like supporting remapping techniques at the host level. When we use that interface at the host level, then we can do NanoSDL in Android smartphones. But I'm not sure when those interfaces will be adopted in UFS or eMMC, but I heard that those interfaces was already adopted in NVMe. So maybe in near future, we can use the feature. Then maybe we can implement our NanoSDL on Android smartphones.
Hi, Shai Bergman from Technion. A great talk. Just a quick question. Might have missed something, but why is this work only bound to, let's say, Android phones? Why isn't it applicable, or is it applicable for, let's say, regular systems like PCs, laptops with SSDs?
Actually, we are currently focused on the Android smartphone systems, but as our future work, we will expand our approach to the desktop or enterprise server systems. Currently we are just focused on the Android smartphones.
Because there is a myth, like online and stuff, that defrag usually doesn't do anything for performance for SSDs. So I thought maybe there was something special about phones or Android phones that
The reason we choose the Android smartphone is our environment setting, because the delay affects the user experience is more critical at the Android smartphone, because we need to wait the application launching, but at the desktop or enterprise server system, maybe it is a little bit lower impact to user experience. So we first choose the Android smartphone. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Ted Cho at Google. Yeah. Did you try to investigate why the fragmentation of the logical level was causing problem? I could imagine a number of different things. Mm-hmm. One is that the actual block layer is extremely inefficient, which I doubt, because people have scaled that to, you know, millions of IOPS on high-end SSDs. Yeah. The thought that maybe it's an issue of limited queue depth or a slow microcontroller on the cost-optimized crappy flash. I mean, there are lots of possible explanations, and I'm wondering if you actually investigated why, because there might be simpler solutions than a radical redesign of the FTL.
Yeah. This is a very good question. Actually, we investigated a few things which cause delay in I/O execution time at block device layer and device driver layer. Some of that is some handshaking over it between the storage device and SCSI device interface layer. And some of them is I/O scheduler over it, which manages something like merge or sort of the block I/O requests. So as the block I/O request increase, the major overhead of block I/O request also increase. We observed that. And we wrote some of them in our paper, so please take a look.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah, thank you very much.
Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. I was curious how much write overhead there was for the for the logical remapping. In other words, you do have to persist new maps and so on. Is that significant or not compared to the data volume?
Actually, we are currently focusing on the single file deframmentation by using remapping. So those time is currently we measure that less than 10 milliseconds. So
okay. I was thinking of wear out level, you know, how much of the writes did you reduce? How much write reduction was
induction.
There since remapping won't be free, but we can talk.
Okay. In our paper, we made some table about write reduction by using remapping, and we can decrease about 99.99%. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Song Jiang from UT Arlington. Yeah. Defragmenter is implemented in FTL, which is inside SSD.
Yeah.
Right? When you change the...
A little different. At the host level SSD, not inside SSD.
I see. So you need to change the FTL, and also you need to accordingly change the file system's metadata.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So these looks like cannot be applied in the general use of SSD. In a server, like.
So when the actually we do real SSD, the Samsung SSD 843T, and they open the partial of FTL to us in order to change the mapping table. So we use that feature in the real SSD to implement our YANSD. So like the kind of things, open mapping table, open the access of mapping table to host level, then we can do our implement our YANSD on the system.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.